This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today, we are calling America to pray for those that may be going through grief, maybe going through a loss. And I just want to say it's great today to have Debbie Beyer on with us today. And Gene and I have known Debbie for many years, and her late husband, Dana, who was a wonderful friend of mine. He was a true servant. He was on the pastoral staff of Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida, for somewhere around 18 years. And he worked alongside the pastor and my friend, Pastor Tom Peters, all those years. Dana performed 192 weddings and 194 funerals. That might go down to the Guinness Book of Records there. We haven't checked it out. 192 weddings, 194 funerals. Prior to full-time ministry, Dana worked for Pratt & Whitney Aircraft after receiving his master's degree. And I have wonderful memories of Dana Beyer for several years. He was always there at the airport to pick Gene and I up, take us to our hotel, bring our luggage to our room, anything he could do to serve. And that's what he was. He was a true servant in the house of the Lord. And, of course, we miss him dearly. And was able to spend a lot of quality time with Dana talking. He went to heaven April 17th after a long battle with cancer at the age of 64. He's in heaven today, but his wife Debbie is here on the program. And Debbie continues to serve full-time at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida, after obtaining a degree in early childhood development, marrying Dana in 1991. And I remember it well when they got married. Gene and I have been ministering in that church since 1987. Debbie, good to have you on today.
It's a blessing to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And been looking forward to you being on BPN Radio for a while, just to simply talk about loss, talk about grief. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, that's listening today that's had the loss of a companion or a child, maybe a pet, maybe the loss of a job or a company. So loss is a difficult thing, but I don't think there's any greater loss than the loss of a spouse. And, of course, you lost Dana, and I know it was a long journey, and I've left an open invitation for you to be on, but I'm sure the healing process is taking a while. But it's good to have you today. Talk to me about Dana's journey when he was first diagnosed with cancer and what kind of emotions you went through with that.
Well, he was first diagnosed in July of 2010. That was literally a death sentence when it was first diagnosed. They told him he had less than 3 months to live. And we just began praying. We came to the church right away, and we're anointed and prayed over. And we believe that healing started immediately when we came to the church, and he was anointed with oil, and pastor and the elders prayed over him. And we just stood on faith, totally standing on the Word of God and what God's Word says. And miraculously, God healed him, brought him through that ordeal. It lasted from July of 2010 through February of 2011, and he was 3 weeks shy of being 6 years cancer-free when he started having symptoms again. And again, we started the same process of prayer. But there was so much damage done, unfortunately, because of the amount of radiation and chemo that they had to give him, that his brain just could not tolerate anymore. And after the second craniotomy they did to extract samples to be tested to find out exactly what they were dealing with, He just started to lose the ability to walk, to sit up. He couldn't eat. And so we had always told each other that if anything ever happened to either one of us, well, we got in a position where we could not function the way we normally did, that just let the Lord take us home. Mm-hmm. And so even though we were standing and believing right up until the end when he started losing oxygen, we realized that there was going to be no way out of it. I just called the church and I texted all the friends that were in group text mode on my phone, mm-hmm. and asked them to just pray for God's will to be done, for God to take him quickly so that he would not suffer. And so he came home on a Friday afternoon, and Sunday evening he crossed over and went home.
Well, I'm thankful that I got to talk with him before he went to heaven, and got to spend a little time with him on the phone. He was a dear friend. And I know that you guys had a wonderful relationship I guess you got married, you said, in 1991. And
that was a good journey. We were 3 months shy of our 25th anniversary.
Wow, 3 months shy. Well, mm-hmm. I know that was a terrible loss. And, you know, I have a friend whose wife, who was a dear friend of Gene and I, she went to heaven. And, you know, he's been asking me along the way, you know, talk to me about all of this. And, you know, I just said to him, you know, I'm praying for you, but I really can't identify with you, because I've not lost a companion. I've not lost a spouse. That must be a very difficult thing to go through. And I'm sure it's been a difficult journey since Dana went to be with the Lord in April. Talk about your journey there.
It has been.
Talk about your recovery or your healing process.
The first thing I did was the morning after he passed away, I knew I had to just meet with the Lord. I knew I had to get by myself and go into prayer and talk to the Lord. And so I went out on the patio and of course, through the tears and the crying and everything that, you know, lasted for a little while. And then I just began to be aware of nature, everything that was looking at me, sitting on the back patio, looking out over the lake, and the birds were singing. There was this mockingbird that sang every morning to the top of his lungs for months on end. Mm-hmm. And every morning when I go out there, it was like God put him there just for me. And so I would just sit there with my eyes closed, and I would pray, and I would talk to the Lord and just listen to what he said. And I realized that in those early days that God was speaking to my heart, and he was giving me peace, and he was giving me strength, and he was telling me through what I was looking at that you can do this. You can make it through this. And, of course, our natural mind wants to ask why. And I did ask why, even though I thought I wouldn't get an answer. But the answer did come about 2 months later, and it's in Isaiah 57:1. And it says, the righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands. That the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. That scripture gave me so much peace. Mm-hmm. Because I know where Dana is. I know he's home. I know he's healed. I know he's walking upright. I know he's with the Lord and all the other saints that have gone before him. He's with the people that he did funerals for. And so it gave me such peace knowing that he was being spared from evil. Because had he lived, he would have been wheelchair bound. He wouldn't be able to sit up. He would have had to have 24-hour care. And that's no life. And so when I asked the Lord to take him, if he was going to take him quickly, and he answered my prayers. But he has continued to strengthen me, and I have about 36 scriptures that I quote every morning that I read mm-hmm. and go over in my mind, and then, of course, at night when I lay down and I sleep. And God has just been there. He has miraculously strengthened me. Do I have tough moments? I do. Do I cry? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. But it only lasts a few minutes, and then I just pull myself up, and God gives me the strength, and I say, okay, it's time to move on in the things of God, and I move on.
Well, I know that sometimes people have a lot of questions. Why, if God healed Dana the first time, why wouldn't he heal him the second time? There's so many people that struggle with death. They seemingly cannot accept it. And they continue to struggle long after their loved one is gone And I know that makes the healing process much, much longer. Do you agree?
I agree. 2 days after Dana passed, and I was by myself for the first time because the kids had all gone back home, and I was sitting in his chair in the living room, and I had on the worship music, and I just started talking to the Lord, just like we're talking now. And I said, you know, Lord, I don't like this. I don't want to be by myself. I'm 62 years old, and this is not what I had planned for my future. I had planned to grow old with my husband. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Here I am, and it's me and you. And I'm going to accept what I have been dealt, and I'm going to move on in the things of God, and I'm going to move on knowing that this is what Dana asked me to do 6 years ago when he said, honey, I may not come out of this, and if I don't, I want you to promise me that you will get rid of my body, have me cremated, and have church. And he said, and move on with your life. And that's what we did. His service was a beautiful thing. But I accepted right off the bat, this is where I am now. This is my new life. And even though I don't like it, God, you're going to show me how to walk this journey, how to put one foot in front of the other, how to do this with your strength. And that's the only thing I can do is pray, believe God, and move forward. Because, you know, I don't have to understand necessarily. I just have to be faithful and do what the Word of God says, and that is to just move forward in Him.
Well, I certainly agree, Debbie. What would you say to people that are going through a grieving process? Because people, you know, as a pastor, as a church leader now for a long, long time, people say to me, "Well, how long is this grief going to last? And how long does this process take so that I can?" That I can have the dawning of a new day. What do you say to people?
I believe it's a choice. We choose every day what we're going to do. And as you have always said to this church since 1987, it's a good day. It's a glorious day. It's a happy day. It's a day that I will rejoice and be glad in the things of God. I say that every single morning. I can choose to be happy or I can choose to be sad. And that's just what it comes down to. I start my morning out on that patio every morning, mm-hmm. no matter what. And I sit there and I quote that. Mm-hmm. Say, this is going to be a good day if I choose for it to be. And there's some days that are a little rougher than others. That's normal. But we have to understand that it is a choice. Everything is a choice. I choose to be happy. Mm-hmm. I choose not to be sad. I choose not to be angry. I'm not going to be angry at the doctors. In the beginning, I was a little bit. But I decided that's going to get me nowhere except feeling horrible. Mm-hmm. And I just choose to move on with the things of God. I would say to them, if they're not in a Bible-believing church, to get rooted and grounded in church, to pray. If it's not a church of prayer, find another church. Mm-hmm. You've got to pray. Prayer is the key. We've got to pray. That is the key. And just meet with God every morning. Doesn't matter what time you have to get up. Sometimes I have to get up at 5 in the morning in order to go meet with God for an hour before I have to come to work. Stay busy, staying busy. Let the people of God that love you, let neighbors and friends gather around you and love on you and show you love. I've got 148 cards to date since Dana passed away. Mm-hmm. And it is such a blessing to open up a card, open up an email, a text message, a phone call that'll come when I'm least expecting it. Somebody saying, you know, I was thinking about you today. And I said, you know, thank you. That's what got me through because today's been a little rough. And to those people out there who have not lost a mate, be the encourager. Be the one that goes the extra mile, that calls, that sends a text message, that goes on Facebook and says, hey, I'm thinking about you today. Those are the things that are important.
I agree with you, Debbie. And so sometimes people, you know, contact us during the first few days of a death in our family, in our marriage, whatever it may be. And then after a few days or a few weeks, they seemingly forget about that person. And I think you've given some good counsel that we need to continue to reach out to people, even though it's been months, maybe a year or two. We need to continue to reach out and ask people, how are you doing? How's it going? Thinking about you. That's important, isn't it?
It's very important because, like you said a few minutes ago, no one knows unless you've walked through this what it's like. I have a term. It may not be the prettiest term to say, but it describes it as best I can, and it's gut-wrenchingly horrible. It just really is. But you know what? I choose to make it what it needs to be. Yes, it's hard. Yes, there's times when I think, God, am I going to be able to get through this? But then I say, yes, I can. I can get through this with your help. And I go to the scriptures. I go to those 36 to 40 scriptures. I go to the Word, and I read them. And I keep them at work. I keep them everywhere. I have them in the house. I have them in my Bible. I have them at home. I have them here at the office. And I quote them when I'm having a little bit of a rough spot. I just pull them out, and I read them again. And that's the encouragement, the worship music. Oh, my goodness, the songs that are on the radio are just talking to me. Danny Gokey has got a song out, Shattered Like You've Never Been Before is the first line. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. I was like, dear God, could that not be any truer? But you know what? The song goes on to say, you can make it. Step out of the darkness into the light is what it's saying. And that's what we have to do. I have to realize that I cannot bring Dana back. He wouldn't want to come back. I wouldn't want him to come back from where he is. But we have to go on as those who have lost loved ones. We have to move on in the things of God. And we can do it. We can do it if we will just rely on the Lord and let him help us.
Well, I agree. I certainly agree. And we know, Debbie, that this is not a permanent thing. You know, sometimes if things are permanent, it's very difficult to accept them. But I know that death is not a permanent thing. I know that once again, we're going to be together again. You'll be with Dana. We'll all be together in heaven one day. And the last 50 years that Gene and I have been in the ministry, we've seen so many people we love that's gone to heaven. But we know that it's not permanent. I know it's permanent down here, but it certainly is not permanent in heaven. And so
exactly.
I'm thankful.
This is the hard part. This side of heaven is the hard part.
Yeah.
Yes, we will all be together again. And that's what keeps hope in front of me. I know I will be with him and all of my family that has passed on and gone home to the other side. And, those that we were not expecting, just like with Dana, we were not expecting this. We were expecting a full recovery. But, you know, God has a plan, and it's a good plan. Regardless of the sting goes away. Eventually, the sting and the impact of this will lessen, and it will get easier with each day. I mean, it's hard to believe that in just a week or two, it's going to be 8 months, and I'll be over it. I'll be on the other side of it one day. And so we just have to get through this first year. The first year of all the holidays is the hardest, and that is for anyone. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there. All of us will.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Debbie. I really appreciate your encouraging words, and we've made it a policy here on BPN Radio that we will not talk about anything that we don't pray about. In fact, we pray for people that have had a loss, going through grief, and you know what grief is, and I'm really thankful that you've came on and shared your story. And I'm going to ask you to pray for people that had loss, maybe the loss of a husband, a wife, whatever it may be, and they're in the grief process. Would you say a prayer for them, Debbie?
I would love to. Father, we just come to you right now, Father. We just ask you to touch all of these people who have suffered loss. Father, it is great in the natural. It's great to lose someone. I cannot think of anything harder than losing a mate other than losing a child. But Father, losing anyone that you love is hard. So I ask for your peace to flow over people today. Let it fall over them like a warm blanket, wrapping around them, Father, over their head and their shoulders, wrapping them in your peace and in your love. Father, strengthen them as they walk through every day, facing the grief and the loss of a loved one. But Father, I ask that you give them the ability not to stay in that grief and in that loss for too long. Father, give them the ability to realize that they have a choice to make every day a great day, a good day. It's a glorious day. It's a wonderful day to wake up, open our eyes, and to serve you and to look to you, the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So Father, be with your people today and be with everyone, not just those who have suffered loss, but everyone listening today. Give them peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that only you can give. And so I thank you for them today. Be with the encouragers. Be with those who may not feel that they can do anything for those that have lost loved ones. But Lord, they can. They can encourage. They can pick up a phone. They can email. They can text. They can write a letter. They can send a card. So be with those people as well. So Father, we thank you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Debbie Beyer, thank you so very, very much for being on today. Well, you've done a great job, and I'm sure you've encouraged a lot of people. And Debbie, thank you for being on. Debbie Beyer from Lake Worth, Florida. Gene and I are going to talk more about that. You talked about Danny Gokey's song. I'm going to play it right now. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much. Okay. Blessings and thank you. Bye now.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these. But this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to be. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to be. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Your heart.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Leave it all. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love.
Feet that run and play, vows to pray more precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Welcome home. mercy. Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. Died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Crimson stain, he washed me white as snow.
Faith I heard. Oh, I'm not letting go. standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on,
hanging on, hanging on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.